Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Beyer. Let's get growing. My guest, Karen Carpenter, from here in Montana, and she's going to share some of her gardening knowledge with us today. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, thanks. And so the first question I ask my guests is just tell us a little bit about your first gardening experience. You know, were you a little kid? Were you an adult? You know, what'd you grow? Who were you with? How big was it? Just anything about just your very first gardening experience.
Well, you know, I think my first gardening experience was when I was a kid, and I'm the kind of person that really doesn't like to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And so my mother got really tired of trying to tell me to go out into the flower bed and weed the flower bed. So she finally just got smart and said, okay, the flower bed is yours. You do with what you want with it, but just keep it, keep the weeds out of it. And so I thought, I one day was having an epiphany, and I thought, I know, I'm going to put detergent on these weeds and see what happens to them. And so I did, and the weeds died, and I didn't have to pull them anymore. And I thought, well, that's a really great thing. And then somebody told me, yes, but then it won't grow any flowers either.
That's what I was going to ask. So I just
that
have
was
to
my first gardening experience.
Ask a couple.
And I still don't like to be told what to do.
None of us do, do we? where was that? So we're in Montana, but where did you grow up? Where was that garden at?
I grew up in California, in Southern California.
That's what I thought. And then, like, how old of a kid? Like 4 or 10 or a teenager? Or...
Oh,
were you
I
already
was,
a rebellious
was,
young child? At...
I was probably, maybe 10, 12, somewhere in that area.
And so did anything grow? I just have to ask. Do you
well,
remember? Did you get any flowers?
It took a little while for the soil to get rid of the detergent.
Uh-huh.
And but eventually it did. It
All
did
right.
grow.
I love that story. That is the best experience for a first gardening experience I think I've heard yet. All right. So then my next question is, what does organic gardening or earth-friendly gardening mean to you? Because everybody always kind of has a little different of an opinion.
I think that lesson I learned when I was a kid, I'll go back to that.
It does.
I learned that chemicals, you know, they're not always good.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
So I just don't see any point in putting something on there, on the ground, that's going to, you know, that you're not going to want to eat off of or, you know.
Exactly.
Product. From
Perfect.
It.
Mm-hmm. So then how did you learn how to grow organically? Like, I know you guys have a huge or a pretty big garden up there. I'm always impressed when I come up and see your garden. So how did you learn how to use organic techniques to make things grow so well?
Well, our garden is quite large.
Yeah.
And we do get a year's worth of food out of it. That's our goal, is to do that. And I think I have learned mainly from talking with people in this area, from old people who've been doing it for years, to just very informative people. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, just talking, word of mouth is my best way to learn.
And that's kind of my goal with the Organic Gardener Podcast is why I want to interview, everyday gardeners and different gardeners who have business and just a variety of people so we can share those things. Because to me, that is the best way to learn is by talking, just talking to people. And so, you know, hopefully everybody's, and even though like some people are in Florida and some people are on the East Coast and some people are in the North and some people are in Arizona or California, it seems like everybody has some things in common to share. You know, there's some things that are unique to different climates, but we all kind of have, just different tips. So I know you're going to share lots of valuable tips with us today. So let's jump into, last summer season. I know now we're in February, so we're all kind of thinking back. But can you tell us about something that grew really well last year? Did you have something that grew?
Yeah, I can grow broccoli really well. I love broccoli.
Me too.
And that's, I think, the cold weather crops are good for me because I'm in a zone three. Because of my elevation. And we're at a 3,800 elevation.
And 3,800 feet, excellent. That's above sea level, and, right? That's where that comes from, 3,800 feet above sea level. So that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And broccoli just, for me, grows really well. We also grow cucumbers really well. And those are some real successful crops. Peas.
You know, I think I made a mistake yesterday talking that I was interviewing somebody and I said broccoli grew well in the summer. But you're right. It is a cooler weather vegetable.
Yeah.
So how about something that you would do different next year? Is there something you're going to plant different next year that you're excited that you didn't grow this year? Or something that you want to change? Or any challenges?
Well, I think that our soil, we're going to concentrate on the soil. Mm-hmm. We don't get a lot of sunlight because we're on the north side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. And so we get about 5 hours of sunlight, of really strong sunlight. And so we also, because of the coldness, our soil doesn't get warm fast enough. So we have to hurry everything up, and we have to do everything we can to promote this growth. And next year, we're always working on our soils. Mm-hmm. And this next season, I think we're going to just kind of beef up our soils a bit. And
okay, so I'm going to dig a little deeper there. Do you have, like, plans for beefing up your soil? Like, you're going to add manure or compost? Or do you have, like, any ideas that you have for beefing up your soil?
Well, because our soil is made of marl. It's that's what it's called, M-A-R-L.
Uh-huh.
And like clay,
uh-huh.
White clay. And very hard. So we need to add mulch to it, organic. And fertilizer, we're gonna get fertilizer from the dairy, which we have done every year. And so we'll just be hauling our pickup loads full of manure and just working our soils.
Perfect.
We do box gardening.
Okay. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about that, what that means?
Well, it's like about 2 feet deep,
mm-hmm.
And we build our soil,
mm-hmm.
because our soil is so poor here,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we've been doing now for quite a few years. Our soil is real fluffy now, and it just probably needs more nutrients now. That's our concentration.
How about something you would steer new gardeners away from that you find is typically challenging to grow in this climate? Something that you've tried and just hasn't worked a couple of years in a row, anything like that?
Corn. Mm-hmm. Gosh, last year we tried corn, and that's just a waste of time for here. It's just not going to make it.
Corn's tough. And especially, we had such an early freeze last year, We just lost our corn, too. And Mike had such a nice crop this year, too, coming on. He did get
You're a zone four, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. And it makes a difference.
Yeah. And even with us, it's hard.
Well, so corn is like a warm weather crop, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't work here. I haven't talked to too many people that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have talked to a lot of people that couldn't grow cucumbers.
Really?
And and yet we do real well on that.
Yeah, Mike grows lots of cucumber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
so I guess corn is the one thing that we just didn't have good success with at all.
Okay.
And I won't bother doing it again.
Mm-hmm. How about, do you have any secrets for preserving food or making food last longer? Because, like, you know, one of the things I always struggle with is the, you know, everything comes on all at once and, you know, getting it harvested or, you know, before it goes bad.
Yeah, yeah. I can and I freeze. Uh-huh. My freezer isn't very big, though, so I can't, I have to go more toward, lean more toward the canning.
And
there's some things that I have found I just, they're terrible canned.
Like what?
So, zucchini is one of them. Cabbage is another one. And spinach is another one. Those crops are just, I don't like them. They're slimy.
Yep. You know what and Mike made one year, though, that was really good that he canned was bread and butter pickled zucchinis. Like he pickled them the bread and butter style,
yes.
And those came out really good,
yes.
And were pretty crispy. But
I have done that, and I've also pickled the zucchini as a relish.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Also, canned it with pineapple.
Ooh.
And that for making zucchini bread.
Oh.
Was fabulous, and
ooh.
I do that every year.
That sounds delicious. So then what do you do with like your cabbage and spinach and zucchini? Do you freeze it? Do you shred it or just do you? I usually blanch my spinach and freeze it.
That's the only way I've found that I can deal with that.
I
grow a lot of spinach
because
we like it a lot,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want to find some way to preserve it.
I know, and it just boils down to nothing.
Yeah.
When you put it in the freezer. But yeah, I can never have enough spinach in the freezer. We never seem to grow enough spinach. That's one thing I have to say. And then zucchini. I just shred my zucchini. Like I grate it in the food processor and then just throw it right in the freezer in the bag grated. And that works pretty good.
I do that too because I like zucchini bread so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I found that the canning it.
Yeah, I like that idea with the pineapple.
Well, since I don't have much of a freezer.
How about
pineapple?
Sure. How about tips for eating or harvesting vegetables like on time or fruit before? Do you guys grow any fruit? Do you have any fruit trees or anything? Raspberries?
Last year we planted our first apple trees.
Oh.
We planted two apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we'll have some apples out of it. And I've been buying my boxes of fruit to can.
Oh, you do?
But little by little, we're getting our own. Mm-hmm. We want to be self-sufficient on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cherry bushes.
Really?
And I like those a lot. We have strawberries and we have raspberries. And those are doing very well. And I can those and make jam out of them and freeze them.
How about, do you have any special techniques for cooking, like any kind of weird or an unusual food that maybe our listeners haven't heard of? Maybe something that you've grown at all?
Well, I'll tell you, I never have been able to make good pickles yet.
Oh, okay.
And they taste pretty exotic sometimes. But they're sometimes not even edible. And so couple of years ago, I canned some that were so terrible that I didn't even use them for a whole year. So I had all these jars of quarts of pickles. And I didn't know what to do with them. And so the next summer, I pickled them again.
Really?
And made a different mixture of the vinegar and the sugar and all of that. And they came out really great.
So like you double pickled them? Like you took the same pickles and like drained them?
I dumped them all out. Dumped them all out into a big bowl, and I soaked them in water a little while, and real cold water, and so it just kind of washed them off a little bit, and I just started over again.
Wow!
And so I called them repickles.
That's a great lesson. Repickles.
And they were absolutely fabulous for chopping up in potato salad.
Ooh, yum.
Or anything like that, because they were, the pickles themselves were really sour on the inside, and they were sweet on the outside.
Oh, how
so you got a really nice kind of trip to the tongue there.
Uh-huh.
People tasted them and they liked them a lot.
Oh, they sound good.
It was quite an experience.
Sweet and sour pickles. Mm.
Right. That's about it.
All right. How about a favorite recipe you like to cook from something in the garden?
Well, I think my zucchini bread with the pineapples in it is one that's a real favorite. Nobody ever passes on that.
Maybe I can get that recipe from you and post it in the show notes one of these days.
Sure.
So that
sure,
would be great.
I'd be glad to pass it on.
Okay. That would be super. Okay. So now I have a question about back to the garden. A favorite tool that you like to use, like if you had to move and could only take one tool with you, what would it be that you just couldn't live without?
These fork tools, I don't know what they're called, like a claw, you know, and it's got like three tines to it. It's a hand tool. Uh-huh. And two of the tines fell off of my tool, so I'm left with one tine left, and it's like a hook. And I find that to be my favorite thing.
Awesome. I might have to come take a picture of that,
actually,
too. What's your guys' road like?
Down. Huh?
What's your guys' road like? Can I make it? I could probably make it up there, huh? I mean, what a
spring
we
had.
Oh,
yes, now you can. Now you can.
Maybe I'll come up and take a picture of that and get that recipe from you.
Sure. Sure, I'd welcome it.
Sorry, so I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay, so it's like a hook, and what do you use it for? Weeding?
For digging. For digging, and our soil is so hard that you got to have something like that to break through the surface of it. It's like cement.
Right. Okay, how about a favorite reading material, like a book or a magazine or anything that you go to learn about organic gardening?
Oh, I subscribe to Mother Earth.
Oh, excellent.
And I get a lot of information that's real useful out of that.
Cool. I like that. All right. And then just anything else you want to tell people about gardening or you want to share or just anything in general?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know, whenever I have to give out advice about a garden, mm-hmm. I just tell people to just do it. You'll learn as you go. You'll learn what doesn't work and what works. And everybody's zone is different and weather conditions are different. Every year it's different. So, you just have to keep doing it. Sometimes you get a crop failure and sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's great. You just have to keep doing it year after year.
Awesome. That's it. And thank you so much for talking with me today and sharing your knowledge with everyone. And I'll get up there and take some pictures and we'll get this posted and I'll let you know when you can listen to it.
What did you say?
I just said I'll let you know when the show's up and you can listen to it.
Oh, when you're going to come up? Yeah, go.
Oh,
good,
well, yeah,
good. I'd love to have you come up.
Okay.
We'll take a walk through the garden, even though there's snow piled up in the boxes still.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to look hopeful and we're going to start ordering seeds and getting ready.
Where do you order your seeds from?
We have a whole bunch of catalogs we've sent for because we're trying to find some good heirloom seeds.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where we're at, and we're just going through them all and seeing what we can find.
Okay. Well, thanks for being on today, Karen. I really appreciate talking to you, and do you just want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Sure, sure. Happy gardening.
Excellent. Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. If you like what you've heard today, we'd love it if you'd head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It really helps us get found by other listeners and share the knowledge. Thank you again for listening, and have a great day.